Well, that would be Rob.
Oh, that would be me, and that's really, really the person who was at fault was him for not getting the joke.
Yeah, it's a joke.
Because right, it's a joke about Beth Ann McBride.
Right.
The fact that she manages to explode in ecstasy five times a week.
On average.
But you put him through because you thought he'd be an entertaining idiot?
Perhaps.
Buzz, you know what you're doing? You're pulling a mic right there. And, Mike, I hope you see that.
I was leading.
Yeah, he's helping.
Did you see that?
I was leading the witness.
He was just helping a retarded guy on the phone.
He was helping.
Putting words in his mouth.
I'm trying not to do that as much as I used to.
And I'm proud of you, Tiger.
Trying to focus on the comedy end of the show, which I've been thinking about. Hot and Salty, the name of your laundry room.
All right, goodbye, Joe.
That's where my mind was.
So today it's you.
Yes.
Bye-bye. I hadn't thought of it all day.
Thank you.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
Hey, listen, it's take off your pants and jacket.
Okay, or, you know, I mean...
Oh, well, whatever, right.
Really?
I think it's funnier with take off your coat and jacket.
I don't know. I like the pants because pants
it's too
and jacket
obvious,
go together.
But with pants, it's too obvious.
Why would you be wearing a coat and a jacket?
Well, you
exactly. Buzz, I'm with you.
Hold on a second. If you're wearing an overcoat in the winter and you have a sport jacket underneath,
that's right. That's like, you don't have a London fog. Excuse me, London fog doesn't come in the. what is it today? You have your crocodile hunter. Listen to this with Buzz. And I'm sorry, Buzz. You're going to be attacked today, and it's too bad because it's nature's order.
I understand.
And you get off the phone. Get out of here. Take off your coat and jacket.
Take off your coat and jacket.
So, in the office today before the show, mm-hmm. Beth Ann says to me. Something like, oh, that shirt you have on is exactly the color of your skin.
Referring to you and your
to
T-shirt.
Me, yeah. I have a Packers T-shirt on. Uh-huh. I am like George Hamilton with a tan.
You're bronze, when you're in the sun, you hold your tan for like a month and a half.
And it's silly. I do that faggot thing like George Hamilton where I sit outside and I've got those big, giant reflective panels.
Hold it right under your chin.
Right under the chin.
And you're not averse to walking into any of the major airports in the Washington area and saying, show me where the sun is.
That's all I say. I don't care where it is. Show me where the sun is.
Two first-class tickets to the sun, please.
And some champagne for my lady. Mm-hmm. Now there's not a lady. So it would just be mm-hmm. champagne for whoever is in seat 1B.
Still, right. You still bring your foil fold out.
Anyway, Buzz, Beth Ann compliments your shirt, my T-shirt, my Packers T-shirt, exactly the color of my skin.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned that it started out as a black T-shirt, but since I've been doing more laundry myself,
mm-hmm. uh-huh.
I put it in with some khakis and put too much bleach in.
That T-shirt?
Yeah, started out black.
It really, you weren't joking. It really was black.
No.
My God.
Mike, don't you remember right after, why would you remember? Right after I got back for the first go-round with Frida,
right.
The Green Bay Packers sent me hats and T-shirts.
Yeah, all that good stuff.
Right. This is one of the black. Remember you said to me how cool that black Packers T-shirt was?
That is amazing. It's an amazing, and I see how it like faded out.
It's like
even the lettering. I can see how that.
Rust color.
That's an amazing transformation, though.
Yeah.
To be able to, you had to really screw your laundry up to turn a black T-shirt that color.
Yeah, so it's brown. Mm-hmm. Anyway, here's my point that I was going to. Yes, can bleach make anything not be black?
Wow.
How about that?
It boggles the mind, doesn't it?
It worked for Michael Jackson.
Think about that, my scientist friend.
What amazes me is that it turned that color instead of doing that. It's almost better. I mean, it was a good mistake because you don't have the blotchy stuff all over the black T-shirt.
So Buzz says, because he's sitting in the office,
right.
Buzz, who's wearing his, like I said, like a Steve Irwin color shirt today,
uh-huh.
Buzz said, that's why I didn't wear the shirt that I was going to wear in today.
I put it on. It was the same color as me, the same way your shirt is the same color as you.
And my shirt, the base color of my shirt, underneath the lettering, is the same color as my skin.
Pasty. Right. Right powder.
Really. Yeah, the only thing really is there should be little raccoon eyes near the nipples.
The albino boy.
Powder. I am the pale. Well, who's paler? Is Rob pale? Rob's not as pale as
No,
I
you
am.
Know what? Rob has more color than you do.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. I really have to get out in the sun for like a month.
You'll be fine once a few more blood vessels bust. You'll have that rose. Pink of health.
Well, still my favorite group, the Gin Blossoms.
My shirt's the color of Jackie Stallone.
Well, that's not funny. Stupid bird.
For the birds. You're for the birds.
They're for the birds.
You are for the birds.
Absolutely.
So, anyway, Buzz, don't be talking about my clothes.
What'd I say?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know. I don't even know what we're talking about. Beth Ann McBride. Here we go. Yeah, let's hear it.
Is it time?
It's time. Right. Now, we found out yesterday that Beth Ann McBride, and if you're wondering, I love being able to tell you this. It's now 2 days in a row. I was able to knock that baby out of the park.
Good for you.
Out of the park this morning.
Good for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And Buzz, you'll be glad to know, one of your old movies.
Oh, thank God. Andrew Blake?
No, but what I mean is actually one of the movies that Buzz has given me of him having sex with Marsha.
Oh, one of Buzz's old films.
I knew it would happen.
Now I understand.
One of Buzz's old films.
Oh, that's great.
Well, you'd ask for it.
It's the Taiwan Basket.
Oh, that's a good one.
I love that episode.
Yeah, when you're talking about Buzz's old movies, you're talking months, not years.
That's right.
So an old one of his would be something like from April.
And they're 8mm.
They're fantastic.
One of the few cameras left.
Who needs sound?
Exactly.
Yum, yum.
Skin flicks.
Yes.
So we found out what? Stag films. That's what I was trying to think. Thanks, Rob. Right. Stag films.
I am old enough, I am embarrassed to say, I am old enough to say that I went to a bachelor party where they had a stag film on Super 8.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was a big deal. And we set up, you know the old kind of screen that would have the legs on it that you would fold.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. You'd pull the screen up and, a
tripod.
A long time ago.
So Beth Ann McBride, who, as you know, has not been with a man in the biblical sense, I think for like something like 11 years, 12 years, something like that.
Yeah, so she says. I've never said this on the air before, but I would like to say it this time. I believe that she perhaps has an incredibly
whoa! She maintains that she has no relationship with men. Yet, she is able to climb every mountain and scream from the top of the mountain.
Mad Max.
5 times a week.
Right.
She averages 5 O's a week.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh. It's like a 5-inning shutout if you're watching the scoreboard.
By the box score.
That's right. All goose eggs.
When you consider her work ethic and how much time she spends here at the radio station, you factor in her limited amount of free time. That's kind of gives you an indication of what she's doing when she's not here.
Well, something tells me she may be like the equivalent of a man. And what I mean is I'll use myself as an example.
Mm-hmm.
Always no self-control. I mean, impossible to last. I think a record with Frida was something like 8 minutes, and that only happened in 25 years, like twice.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it
maybe
was
you're
always,
right.
Always, otherwise, it was 30 seconds, and I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm
ready to move on.
I'm good. I'm hungry. Let's
true.
Go eat.
So that you're saying she might be rapid fire.
She might be fast.
I don't know.
Anyway,
don't know.
We wrote a song for her. And let's see, Robbie, can we turn the reverb on?
Yeah, it's on.
Is it on here? Hello?
Raising your chip north.
Oh, hold on a second.
There.
Oh, B-switch. Okay.
Everybody sounds
hello.
Better with reverb.
Yeah. Hi, Buzz. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Come on, loud, Mike. Come on. Come on.
Hello.
Why am I?
Let's invite Joe in here.
Good. The men's chorus.
And Rob?
Great.
Would you mind sharing a microphone with Joe?
If he'll share with me,
okay.
I will share with him.
Then here are your lyrics. Now, guys, Robbie, I guess you'll have to pass this over to Buzz or Joe, one of you guys, pass it over. We'll sing it together, and I hope we've had no practice on this. Absolutely no practice.
Are we all singing it simultaneously together?
Yes. And as the show continues, we'll each take choruses on our own
okay.
and be able to serenade Beth Ann one-on-one.
All right.
But for now, oh, here you go, Rob.
Thank you.
Here you go.
Oops.
Everybody in place?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are like the friggin' Backstreet Boys.
It's like we're in a studio. We're getting ready to do our recording thing.
I hope we get the dance right.
Big 5-7-A.
Dayton is the game.
Five big fat losers.
This is Napoleon Dynamite speaking and his best friend Pedro.
Hold on. Hit the wrong button. I'm sorry.
Joe's grabbing his own microphone.
Why are you doing that?
Better mix.
I don't know. Why not?
Oh, okay.
I just ate chili. I don't want to gas Rob out.
Oh, well, thanks for coming over to my side of the console.
Is that it, number one?
Okay.
Crazy horses.
There you go with a classic rock again.
Here it is. DJ Karaoke. Hey, now we got the reverb on. I just want to make me remind you The little ones are going out to the bus stop early in the morning. Don't forget, turn on those headlights for safety. Huh?
Thanks a lot. A public service reminder from all of your friends.
Bing bong right here at wonderful Wido.
The big sound in the big town.
Okay, fellas, here we go.
Thanks for the times that you've given.
Okay, hold on. Hold on.
You? Isn't it me?
Hold on. No, because we're writing about...
you've given you.
Right.
Funny. Now that I look at it.
Everybody, please. Let's all be a little quieter.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, we were all singing too loud. I'm trying to get the right mix.
Yeah, because really, to make it sound perfect, I think that Rob and Joe and maybe Buzz need to back off a little bit.
And you need to approximate the sound of the Commodores.
Okay.
Because everybody, really, you all were yelling.
You were the loudest.
I know I was. I have theatrical training.
So do you. I know.
Thanks for the times that you've given you. Your fingers walk all the time. And now that you've come to the end of your session, there's something I must say out loud.
You're
once, twice, five times a lady, and you love you. Yes, you're once, twice, five times a lady, and you love you. Just 20 times a month with moments you cherish, all 260 times per year. You touch you, you hold you, you feel you. You need you.
That's KNEAD.
A helping hand is always so near.
Now it's got the instrumental break.
Yes.
Or we could all speak about her, or we could just call her. The phone would work.
Will she answer?
Yeah. See you.
Oh, that is so funny.
That band is that.
Oh, so true.
Is that
so
true?
Good. Yeah.
So it is five times a week. And to answer everybody's questions.
On average.
How do you find the time?
Oh, I find the time. As I told Travis, you'd be amazed.
As you told Travis. Whoa,
wow.
And he won.
That band, hold on. Stay right there. Hold on. B.A.
You once. Twice. Five times a lady, and you love you.
B.A. Yes, you're once, twice,
you love
five times
you.
Doesn't bite her nails.
Was that you?
Right, carry over there.
Oh, that was funny.
Rock hit a good high note at the end.
Yeah, that was very good.
Turn that off.
Thank you.
What happened to the reverb?
Okay, well, you'll be hearing it more later.
Man, I'd love to have that reverb on the show all day.
What's this?
What's that?
Let's give him something to talk about.
Is that the flip side of my song?
Hold on a second. Jesus.
You cut eight.
Don't take away my heaven.
That's right.
Don't take that away.
When you're down, feeling sad.
When I said I need
it. Is it Reverb the Greatest?
707 WABC. Oh, this is good. Are you still there, B.A.?
I'm listening.
Beth Ann, the song is dedicated to your left hand. If you
don't know me by now, you will never, ever, ever know me.
No, you won't.
Stop it.
Whoa.
I think your first one was in it.
You faux Blue Note. You are no Blue Note. You are no OJ. You are no Barkay. You are no Shylight.
Am I not a Tavare?
You are not a Tavare. You are not even a Tim as in Melon Tim.
Oh,
that could be. He's a pimp. Seriously, the Larry King whoa, I think we'll have legs through Christmas.
Whoa.
I truly believe it. It always will be in response to something.
Where is that?
Whoa.
Whoa. That Jerry sure can book him.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Whoa.
All right, bye, B.A.
Bye.
See, that wasn't so bad.
You know what? No rehearsal. I think we deserve amazing amounts of credit.
Look it up. It's called professional.
That's right.
Look it up.
It was great.
Great.
Look it up. Okay, here we go. Let's get ready for some kudos. These calls are on screen, so sure. I know that there would just be our fans calling.
Praise. Praise.
Know. Fans.
Our money fans. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, that singing was so bad.
Oh,
that, I had to turn to Sean Hannity. Oh, that was disgusting.
Oh, yeah,
he can't sing.
Yeah, that
he can't.
That cuts.
You're damn right he can't sing.
That cuts right here, right to my ticker.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike, we're slowly getting a little more information. You said left hand. She said right.
Oh.
You said, yeah, so.
That was clever.
My next question would be is, what time? What time does she do this?
Well,
we need to know what time for all the, on behalf of all the beach towel club cardholders.
He's far too excited to be on the phone.
Goodbye. I don't think you need to know the time zone.
What time does she do it, man?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'd like to know.
Hey, the only one you could hear in that medley was Dennis Murphy.
That's amazing because he really wasn't here.
I know, but it sounded like it.
Spirit.
We get jokes. Okay. Bye, honey.
That's a compliment.
Bye-bye. We get jokes.
That is a compliment.
Oh, and now Larry King saying, whoa.
Whoa. How the hell did they do that? Jeez. Boy. Whoa.
There it is.
Whoa.
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 Whoa, Larry.
Whoa.
I'll play the homo tape on myself because...
Homo.
I was watching The View today.
Oh. Well, you watch that for material.
Yeah, and I love it. I happen to catch the last 10 minutes. I frantically call Rob. I say, turn on 7 now. Because Lay King is on with his wife, Sean King.
Mm-hmm.
And... It's all about Larry, and he's got that frog posture, and he's got the suspenders and the rolled up sleeves.
Do they have the babies on again?
No, the babies were not on.
Aren't the babies now 15 or something like that?
I don't even know why they were on the show, but it was Barbara Walters' birthday.
Oh my!
And Larry is sitting there, and he makes some joke, and Joy Behar said something that didn't go over well.
Right.
And Larry King went back to the card that he loves playing.
Hi! It's me, Super Jew.
Larry King, it always gets back to the fact that he's a Jew. Mm-hmm. So Joy Behar says something on this panel discussion, doesn't get a laugh, and Larry King says, well, that's how it is. They're always against the Jews. And then and he puts his hands up at the end of like, you know, always against the Jews. And Joy Behar says,
yeah.
She didn't say that. I said that.
She right. coughed up. She coughed up a little lung butter simultaneously.
Excuse me, everybody. She said, excuse me, I'm Italian. And you know his comeback?
What?
Same thing.
Same thing.
Same thing.
There we go.
Same thing.
So he was making that false assumption that Joy Behar was Jewish.
Yes. And then he said to Barbara Walters that he had a special treat for her.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I talked to Mr. Paul Anka. And I'm thinking he's going to bring Paul Anka out, right?
Which would have been nice.
He goes, okay, you ready? And the curtain comes up, and there's like a little three-piece trio. And they start playing an instrumental, bad karaoke instrumental version of My Way.
Oh, no.
And it's him, and he pulls out a card, and it's like, Barbara, you did it your way.
Barbara,
you made them cry. who made them fly.
Oh, no.
When I was down, you were always around.
Oh, no.
Kid, we love you. You did it your way.
What is, has Larry King,
whoa,
has he attained the,
whoa,
stature where he can go on these shows,
whoa,
and really write his own? Here's what I want to do.
It's for Barbara.
I want a trio.
Whoa.
Whoa. How the hell did they do that?
They do that.
Jeez.
Boy.
Whoa.
Whoa. How did they do that?
They do that.
There we go. They're there. I wanted their show one day.
I don't know how to do that, but you can doctor tapes.
There we go, from Brooklyn.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, gentlemen, that was excellent. That, y'all make radio worth listening. It just, nothing makes my day go better when I turn on y'all in the evenings and on my way home. And
are you talking about the performance of that fabulous group, the Five Goobers?
It's the singing.
Yeah, the performance.
It's the performance.
The performance.
It was the singing. I knew it was the singing when he called in.
Thank you.
Without a doubt.
Thank you. See you later. Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Right.
Don and Mike.
Still right.
Listen, going, gone.
You're on with us, sir.
Oh, hey. How you doing?
I love
I think a better name for a group would be the Backstreet Tards.
There you go.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, hello.
Hey, I'm curious. Seeing as Beth Ann McBride has now admitted to being a five-timer a week, and she did borrow Mark O'Meara's truck and did say that it did smell very good.
Okay, let's stop for one moment to mention that Mike O'Meara probably is offended that you think Beth Ann McBride borrowed the car of professional golfer Mark O'Meara.
Yeah, I'm Mike.
I'm sorry. My bad. O'Meara.
And didn't you call yesterday?
Yes, I called. Right.
Yeah, okay. That's a violation.
One good call, Mike. Right. There you go.
That was Rec. That was Rec Thomas.
Throw him in the hole. A night in the hole. Hello, Don and Mike show.
In the box.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, this is Petey calling. I was just wondering what kind of animals you were torturing during that song.
Now, see, that's not a nice review. It should be like the other caller who said it makes the day worth living.
Hello, Don and Mike show. We cannot deal with these negative reviews of our performance.
No, I mean, it was flawless singing.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to.
Not since four mop-top lads from Liverpool came over the pond, as anybody. Oh, and of course, let's not forget the impact of Cheap Trick.
Sure.
I'd say it's the Beatles, Cheap Trick.
And then us.
And then us, with Five Times a Lady.
Backstreet Tards.
Hello.
Hello, fellas.
Hi there.
I have some interesting conspiracy theories about BA's mastering your own domain.
Yeah. Okay.
Considering all you guys came out and said your average is 2 to 3 times a week, and then she still comes over the top and says 5,
mm-hmm,
I have a feeling she's lowballing, and it's close to 8 or 10, really.
Hey, listen, I got news for you. She's by herself. She's not lowballing. And furthermore, when she orders a drink, I don't think she orders a highball either.
Not at all. Whoa!
A highball.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa! You ever want to order that in a bar? A highball.
Do you think anybody orders that anymore, or do you think that's like our parents' generation?
All those people are dead.
1960s,
highball.
Yeah.
The highballers.
And what
are
was
dead.
The highball exactly? Highball.
Gentlemen.
Yes.
I say bravo to you and your fine performance,
Thank you.
I shall think about it tonight. It was truly inspiring.
Oh, thank you.
What time will you think about it?
Oh, shut up.
Sorry.
Perhaps after the children have gone to bed.
Got a theme. That's what I thought.
There you go. That's right. Rub salt in the wound. Buzz can't have children.
Highball. Whoa. Highball is whiskey and ginger ale and ice.
That's it?
Whoa.
Well, all right. Thank you for the nice call.
Thank you.
Whoa. Okay. Bye-bye.
Sounds great.
Hello.
Refreshing.
There. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Hi there.
I was wondering if Beth Ann has shared with you what people, scenarios, or acts she pictures when she does her 5 times a week.
We didn't really get into that kind of detail yesterday,
We can take a break and come back and quiz her a little bit.
Well, to me, that's like the important stuff. I want to know, she's thinking of Tom Cruise.
I think
or
it's
Mike
important.
O'Mara.
Let me tell you, it's a valid question because I'll ignore that.
I can't tell you how many chicks though face that same dilemma when they're sitting on the couch on a Friday night and they're dateless. It's Tom or Mike?
It's a constant.
Now Don,
look at the similarities. Seriously, we both have a motorcycle.
When you
fantasizes about. Yeah. And whether she uses any visual stimulation. You were talking about the, you were using the great
right.
sex organ upstairs, the yeah. the inner government.
Right. Girls usually don't use pictures.
I think America wants to know.
Of course you would know that, Buzz.
Thank you, Dr. Ruth.
Well, we could ask her. She might be unusual.
He is sexed up today, isn't he?
He cannot help himself.
He's wound up.
Jesus. We're men in here, okay? I know we're talking about a woman, but don't... I mean, God, Buzz.
Jesus Christ.
It's the outfit, too. He looks like he's ready.
Yeah, I know.
He's ready for love.
Those could be PJs you're wearing, for God's sake.
I'm wearing the same kind of shirt both of you were wearing yesterday. It's the same cut of shirt exactly.
No, you know what? Nuh-uh.
Nuh-huh.
No, I was wearing a golf shirt yesterday.
Nuh-uh.
No, you were both. I thought you were both wearing this type of shirt.
No, so you never care.
One of you was. Yes, I studied it intently.
He doesn't pay attention.
He doesn't care.
I keep a diary of it.
What's Beth Ann wearing today?
Her usual.
No, she's wearing jeans.
Can you name? Can you hold on? Let's just see your powers of overattention.
Excuse me for jumping in.
I think she's wearing like a beige knit top. And maybe. Beyond that, I didn't look any further.
I would guess. I believe that top is blue.
I believe it's white, gentlemen, and I believe she is. If you count the denim, she's head to toe in cotton.
I think it's a tube top and a vest.
Vest.
It's a leather tube top, isn't it?
Yes, and a leather vest.
And she has the Billy Idol leather hat on.
And that's right. She changed into that outfit before the show. The tube top, leather vest, panties.
Oh.
No, seriously, it's a blue shirt and jeans, and
is it blue or white?
I think it's blue, and I think her toes are red today. Okay. They're not black like they normally are.
Like Gleason.
black
and blue.
Oh, black toe. What color is your shirt today?
Pink.
Pink.
So we're all wrong.
Yep.
Wow.
Was it ever white?
No.
Oh, okay.
Bad laundering.
Well, I mean, it's what we've already discussed it once.
We thought you had jeans on. Do you have jeans on?
Yes, I do.
And now, what about your feet? I saw your feet.
What about them?
Are they black today, your toes, or are they red or maroon?
They're pink.
Pink to match the top.
Great. Right.
Perfect.
Really. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Steven, who do you think about?
This is a reminder. Jasper, how's
life? Only people that I've slept with and people that I would like to sleep with.
Corgi.
Do you use anything visually?
What do you mean?
You know exactly what I mean.
Do you look at pictures? Do you look at videos? Do you think of Paul?
I like to watch myself.
A mirror, then.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? But not for the reason you think. What is that? What is that? What is that?
That's not with some CB interference.
Right. What does that mean? No,
that was the Paul Gorgie tape. I was thinking you were thinking about Paul Gorgie.
Exactly. That's Paul Gorgie,
well,
remember?
Who I think about.
Started it, and then you mentioned that you watch yourself, and it was just kind of...
Mirror on the wall.
I'm sorry, what?
Listen, we're going to break and come back, and we're going to pick this discussion up.
I need to go...
Because I need to know what kind of setup that involves. I mean,
no, you really don't need to know.
Is it a handheld mirror? Are you laying? I mean, is it a floor to ceiling mirror? Is it a webcam?
Listen, it's one thing if I talk to you guys. I got the engineer from I don't know where sitting right behind me.
Is he new? Is he like on the staff
John,
now?
Where are you from? Lanham. He's from Lanham.
Oh, from Lanham.
I don't know him.
Right. Is it the Buzz looking guy?
Yeah.
Buzz, he looks like your stunt double. You're much more handsome.
No, listen, I know I've jumped on you for your wardrobe today. I mean, I will defend you here. He does not look like Buzz. He looks like a T.I.T., a terrorist
in training.
It would be, terrorist in. I had to stop because I spelled the dirty word.
Yeah,
but if we were to make
I think he could be one of Buzz's Kansas relatives.
We were making an action film and we required a stunt driver, couldn't we use him for Buzz, though?
He looks to me like a guy that you would cast on 24 as one of the bad guys that was trying to do something to our country. Listen,
like Baruch Aras.
Will you send him in so we can eyeball him?
Yeah, sure.
And I think really we ought to send him into Buzz's studio so that they can
I'd like to see them side by side facing away. Because
I'm telling you,
behind.
He does not look like Buzz.
If he colored his hair.
Well,
I see a little similarity.
He does kind of look like Buzz.
He has the curly hair.
Right.
Right. A drier look today, Jerry Curl, though.
Okay, I'm going to send him in. You want him in the studio? Or
yeah, send him to Buzz's room, please.
I did that for you. You like?
Bye. Bye about that.
Maybe they're the same height, too.
Not sure.
Like I said, the guy looks to me like a guy that I would pick out at the airport to say, we're going to do the full screening on you. Maybe I'm wrong. I was wrong about the color of her shirt today.
And if you were in charge of airport security, you know how long those lines would be?
You know what it'd be? One section for Americans, one section everybody else.
No, this is close. This is close. You have to admit when you see him side by side. Look at the hair. Look at the hair. They got exactly the same hair.
But look, I mean, but look,
he's
look
shorter.
At,
he is shorter than
Buzz. Look at the guy, though.
But he doesn't look Middle Eastern.
He doesn't look like Buzz, either.
Let's see your back.
You know who I think he looks more like than Buzz? That guy, Tony Shalhoub, the guy that's on that show, Monk.
That's so close,
yeah, he does.
Though. Look at that.
Oh, from the back? Come on now, from the
all
back.
All I said was stunt double.
Now, the thing is, Buzz is smiling. Yeah, this
from the back,
not.
I look a little better, right?
This guy, can you smile?
But look at the... Just look at the guy for a second.
All right, he's got. They look a little similar.
We both have the bad teeth.
And you know who else I think he looks like? A little like Peter Falk.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
as the compliments
he does
just
a little
keep
like
coming.
Peter Falk.
Yeah,
absolutely,
he does. Yeah. All right, well, that's great. All right, that's we appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. Thank
Buzz,
you can we snap a pic of them together for the website?
What do you need?
Would you ask him? Yeah, we'll take a picture for the website.
All right.
Would you ask him, please, if he has ever been stopped at the airport for extra screening?
Hey, sir, what's his name?
I don't remember his name.
Abdul. No, it's like John or something. Fred.
He doesn't look like he was.
The question is, have you ever been stopped at the airport?
Not since 9/11.
Not since.
That's good. That's honest. That's an engineer answer right there.
Cool. Thanks.
It's a good thing.
All right, take their picture. Yeah. Put it up on the website.
The last thing he wanted to do was be in that studio with you.
He was all right.
I don't think he looks like you, but we'll put the picture up on the website and people can judge for themselves.
Maybe.
And, Buzz, I think what you're going to need to do when that picture's taken, you have to duplicate his facial expression. Yeah. So you have to kind of, you know.
Yeah, turn the mouth down.
You know, just to take away that constant joy you have in yourself, within yourself.
I'll study him.
And when you look at the picture today, ladies and gentlemen, squint. It'll help them look alike.
Absolutely.
Look through the blue lens if you don't believe.
Thank you, Buzz.
And through the red one if you
don't. Thank you, Buzz. And don't forget, the fan watches herself.
Certain sound effects just work.
I picture that it's a closet.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those closets that has mirrors on the door.
Yeah, hanging off a full length, like a full body length.
And she
angles it just so.
Or she could even be sitting on the ground.
I pictured a hand mirror.
Yeah, well, either way. How about that? That girl is full of nuggets, isn't she?
Yeah, and I'm just glad she's comfortable in her own skin.
She likes to watch.
It's a good thing.
She likes to watch.
It's fascinating.
She likes to watch.
Sure.
Jesus. You ever watched yourself?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
How about you, Buzz?
Yes.
Wow, I'm really in the minority here. Rob?
No, I don't want to subject myself to that.
Man.
Hey, I didn't say I liked what I saw.
And listen,
but I'm curious.
I'm
curious.
Whoa.
I'm not talking about that you don't see.
Whoa.
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 Jeez.
How the hell did they do that?
I don't they know.
Do that.
Whoa.
Jeez. Whoa.
Whoa. I'm not saying that you don't look when you're doing it.
No, I have positioned
but I'm talking
a
about,
mirror
okay.
to see.
Okay.
And I've done it more than once.
That makes you creepy.
No.
Sorry, friend.
No.
Makes you creepy.
I don't do it on a regular basis.
I don't care. You know, one time is enough. One time's enough at the big house.
Does it make me a little? Is it a little gay?
I was not going to use the word, but I'm glad you did.
I'm very open-minded about that.
Yuck! That's the last thing I want to see. You know, as a matter of fact, hey, here's a happy thought I'll leave you with.
Oh, good.
That since I've had this breakthrough with number three
yesterday,
I am constantly thinking that Frida is watching down over me and watching how and physically,
yeah.
I picture her looking and making sure that I'm not screwing up everything and
that
the house is running and Bart's good and things are good with Amy and I thought today, what must she think if she's up there? You know, it's like, what if she's up in heaven and she just says, you know what, it's been a couple of days. Let me just see what's going on. Like she turns on some close screen TV and it's like a security camera.
Mm-hmm.
And then she sees me go into the room and she's like, Oh, my God. Oh, should have known. This is what he's going to do?
Do you think if everybody's up there, that they have the same access? People, do all loved ones that have gone before you, do they have access to that security camera?
Here's the thing.
Because, man, I'm not going to be able to ever do that again if that's the case.
I'm sure that God sets up some type of system where you have to sign something like, can you handle this?
Yeah, but here's what I think. I think it's a setup where they don't see it unless they've seen it before.
Well, I'm not going to say she hadn't seen it, but she had
not technically seen that.
Right. No, I mean, you know. But,
I like that thought.
Why would,
the theory.
Why would each of you, why would you do it in front of a mirror? You fags?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You want an explanation?
Yes.
Be happy to give you one when I figure one out.
Hello?
Stop making them feel like it's crazy. Just because you don't do it doesn't mean it's not normal.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Billy. Okay.
Bye-bye. Methinks the lady just defended me. And Buzz.
Yes.
Well, I have an explanation.
Thank her for that.
What?
I do, and this is a legitimate... Because I watched... most of the time, I'll watch something on TV.
Yeah.
And you know, what we watch.
In the movie,
and
right?
There was nothing on TV.
You watch porno.
And I was looking at it like maybe I was pretending. I was fantasizing that I was in one of those movies.
Okay.
Now, what's the truth?
Okay, you know, I say lots of stuff about sex that grosses you out. And allow me to have the same, because that's what I'm picturing now. I mean, that's just... What about you, Mira Boy?
I think curiosity covers it. I think, you know, it's only natural to be curious.
I like to see what it looks like from different angles. I do. Look, look, now listen to me.
Okay, you and Beth Ann and Buzz, I'm going to buy you all some Windex, and you can have a party.
Hey, can I say, it's not, I don't do this, this is not like my regular modus operandi.
No. You sure do know a lot about it, though.
What? Because I gave it some thought.
Okay.
It requires angles. It requires being in the right place.
Okay. Pitching, not catching. Don't worry about it.
It's fun.
Of course it's fun. There's lots of things that are fun about being gay.
Maybe that means I'm a little gay.
You make closer friends.
I accept
friends.
That.
Make closer friends. You take better care of yourself. You're very organized. You know, all those great gay stereotypes.
Welcome to my hall of mirrors. There is not an angle in this room where you will not be able to see yourself.
If I did it, it would have to be like with a funhouse mirror. One of those things that would give me like a gigantic forehead. Oh, right. Hi, Joe. No, you know what? Against my better judgment.
I was going to defend you.
Oh, thank you. Have you?
Probably.
Joe, you weren't going to come in here and defend me?
I haven't done something like that since I was 15.
Done what?
But a mirror. I know what it looks
Joe,
like.
Joe, so you're coming in and putting me down again?
But hold on.
Is that it? That's such a surprise.
I'm putting you down.
But did you do it when you were 15?
Yeah.
Okay, faggot. Get out of here.
Oh!
Yeah, see how he turns on you?
See you. Bye.
Okay, Mr. Man.
Goddamn right.
Here's the reason right here. Objects in mirror may be larger than they appear.
All right, Buzz. Buzz beat my explanation.
Thank you, Buzz. We'll
get
beat
it.
You.
Beat it.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
NBC News Radio, I'm Bob Kerr at the White House. A one-way ticket to safety as Rita draws closer to the Texas coast. Residents are rolling out.
After what happened in Louisiana, ain't nobody taking no chances. It's just that serious.
As many as a million people along the Gulf Coast have been ordered to get out, with Hurricane Rita about 2 days away. Evacuations are mandatory in Galveston and parts of Houston. And the death toll from Katrina rises to nearly 800 in Louisiana alone. New Orleans is asking anyone still in that city to clear out before Rita adds to the misery. NBC's Chris Jansing.
They have been going out into neighborhoods with bullhorns, telling people that they need to evacuate.
On Capitol Hill, the House unanimously has passed a $6 billion package of tax breaks for families recovering from Katrina. Crude oil prices rose more than a dollar a barrel today as traders brace for the effects of Hurricane Rita. I'm Bob Kerr, NBC News Radio.
Would you like to supplement your income and build a business that can generate a substantial income in the future? Let Transnet Wireless show you how to capitalize on the exploding public internet market. There is no technical knowledge required. You get everything you need to own and operate your own business. Call 1-800-737-1943. Our amazing Wi-Fi internet system provides wireless internet access for up to 100 users at the same time. time. You simply receive a monthly check for all the wireless revenue generated at your location. Users without a wireless device can access the internet and their email directly from the machine, payable by cash or credit card. There is unlimited income potential. Call now for your free video and information package. 1-800-737-1943. Prime locations are available now. Call 1-800-737-1943.
This is Ann Haig, restaurant editor for Pittsburgh Magazine, and Peter Haig, traveler extraordinaire. If you're dying to dish about food, wine, restaurants, and travel, join us every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m., On the Edge, 1550 a.m. The program's called On the Menu, and what's on the menu is what you want to talk about. Listen up, and we'll answer your questions and share your passion for the good life.
I'm Doug Russell. The game of the night in the American League, the Indians and the White Sox from Chicago. Last night in 10 innings, the Pale Hose held off the Tribe, extending their lead to 3.5 in the AL Central. With only a week and a half left to go in the regular season, Cleveland's Ben Broussard told Sporting News Radio's Tony Bruno today, our playoffs have already started.
I really think every game, at this point, we got to win. And I don't think they matter. We got the Yankees that are playing really good. And we just got to go out there and, you know, just play some good baseball. But at this point of the season, I think we got to win every game. So we'll be able to do it.
Tonight's game starts at 8 o'clock Eastern time. Scott Ellerton pitching against John Garland. Meanwhile, this afternoon, two games in the American League. The Tigers are on top of the Royals 2-0 in the bottom of the third. Coming up in about 35 minutes or so, it's the Twins and the A's from Oakland. The Athletics trail the Angels by a game and a half in the AL West. Coming up tonight, Los Angeles plays host to Texas. Also coming up tonight in the National League, John Smoltz. He has been scratched from his start against Philadelphia. He's got a strained shoulder. Oklahoma City today approved a lease that will bring the New Orleans Hornets to the Ford Center for 35 of their 41 home games. The other six games will be played in either Baton Rouge or New Orleans. Hurricane Rita, meanwhile, has forced the postponement of Saturday night's Rice-Navy football game. The Category 4 is set to make landfall on Saturday morning. Donovan McNabb and Terrell Owens both missed practice today with groin injuries, but it's unlikely either player will miss the Eagles game against the Raiders on Sunday. Also, Curtis Martin skipped practice today, resting his strained knee. An MRI yesterday showed no further damage to the Jet star. Martin should be ready to play Sunday against the Jacksonville Jaguars. This sporting news flash has been brought to you by the PGA Tour. The last President's Cup ended in dramatic sudden death tie. It's time now to settle the score. Tune in tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on TNT. Weekend coverage on NBC. I'm Doug Russell.
Dave and Pete both want to go to Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, and they both want the best rates. Dave goes to his three favorite travel.coms.
Strike one. Strike two. Strike three. He's out of there.
Pete goes to MandalayBay.com.
He swings. Wow, this one's got legs. Take a look at that. It's going. It's going. Wow, that one is gone.
If you want the best deals on the best vacation in Vegas, log on to MandalayBay.com.
Introducing ForbesAutos.com, a new website devoted to helping you find your next luxury vehicle. ForbesAutos.com can help you make informed purchase decisions on over 350 luxury models. Visit us today for advice, reviews, and dealer price information, as well as a chance to win a 400-horsepower Cadillac CTS V-Series. ForbesAutos.com. No purchase necessary. Game ends December 22, 2005. Open to U.S. residents 18 or older. Visit ForbesAutos.com for full official rules.
Pride, commitment, dedication, tradition. Woodland Hills welcomes Penn Trafford to the Wolverina, trying to avenge last season's loss. The atmosphere should be as intense as the game. Adam Guskey and Matt Bush will bring you all the action from this Quaddies contest. Coverage begins this Friday at 6:45, right here on your home for Woodland Hills Wolverine football, The Edge AM 1550 and edge1550.com.
I'm Ben Mankiewicz.
And I'm Cenk Uygur. Together we're the Young Turks. And you can listen to us every weekend on The Edge, 1550 AM. The Young Turks, the best talk show in the country.
Because we don't make the news, we make the news sexy. So check out The Young Turks, Saturday from 2 to 6, Sunday from 4 to 6, on The Edge, 1550 AM.
WURP Braddock. WURP Braddock. Pittsburgh's new talk radio station is 1550 The Edge. The Edge. Mike Show.
This is Napoleon Dynamite and his best friend Pedro.
Hello, everybody.
Are you tired of state fairs that are the boringest in the history of time?
Yes.
Then come to the Utah State Fair. For one thing, it's the 150th Utah State Fair, which means it's been around since the age of the mighty Thunder Lizards.
Sesquicentennial.
What the heck are you even talking about?
That means 150 years.
Serious?
Yes.
That's pretty much the longest word I've ever heard spoken by a person.
The Utah State Fair.
Thanks, Napoleon.
No drinking now.
It's the sequintensin... Sesquincent... Idiot!
The Utah State Fair. All of your wildest dreams have come true.
Visit UtahStateFair.com.
The Don and Mike Show.
Eric, who's on the ledge? It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Bara.
Thank you, Dude Walker. I don't mind. It's like a commercial for the Utah State Fair, but who cares?
Funny.
It's like new Napoleon Dynamite bits.
Makes me want to go to the Utah State Fair.
Oh, I don't think you want to go to the Utah State Fair.
Why not?
I don't think you do. I was in Utah. I've told you the story a lot of times. Utah's a Bass Ackroyd's place. How long did we last? I mean, I know that we're on radio stations for shorter periods of time than most people wear a pair of underpants. Mm-hmm. But the Salt Lake station, we were on there for, did we make it a year?
I think we did.
Almost.
I think we made it over a year. I think we did, and then bingo. It finally had to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been on certain radio stations for a matter of, like, days.
Yeah, minutes.
When, you have the deal where the program director is all, you know, knows our show, listens to our show, has heard our show, puts us on, and then, you know, the owner flies his little, drives in with his little Cadillac with the cow horns on it.
Here's GD. I know, like the car that Jackie Gleason had, like, in the Cannonball Run, or Smokey and the Bandit.
It's got the longhorns on the end of it, and it's just like, what the hell is that crap? Take it off.
And they do.
Take it off now.
And, of course, the TV networks are going crazy with Hurricane Rita.
Yeah.
And it's the CYA mode. This is the thing that I'm finding troubling about the coverage, at least at this point, from our government about this hurricane. When they're talking to the guy who replaced the other guy, the FEMA guy that got fired,
the new FEMA
director, and they replaced him with the bald guy with the beard. Mm-hmm. So this bald guy with the beard standing in front of the White House, and rather than saying to the guy, what are we going to do to get ready for this, they're presenting softball questions like, hey, are in essence what they're saying is, are you guys happy that there's another hurricane so quickly so that you can show that the first response was no good and that you can do a lot better this time.
That sounds like the typical dumbass question.
I think it was Matt Lauer asking him that on the Today Show.
Is the head
morning.
Of FEMA now the same guy that was head of the national security? I mean, the Homeland Security is
yes,
the same
yes,
guy.
Yes, he's the Homeland Security
So he's
guy.
Got both. He's wearing both hats now?
Right. And that's all they seem to be talking about is not necessarily, although they are setting up the panic. I mean, God damn, they love the panic. And I'm so tired of the preachy Weather Channel Fox News people who are already down in the areas that may be hit. Like, on the Weather Channel, they had a chick. Stephanie Abrams, not a bad-looking chick.
I like Stephanie
Abrams. By Weather Channel standards, mm-hmm. You know, and she should be pregnant any day.
But she's one of the pregnant ladies, right?
No.
That gets pregnant all the time?
She will be.
She's never been pregnant.
Oh, she's never been pregnant.
On the
ladies
Channel.
That are in the studio that are pregnant all the time.
But they're hot pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. she's a hot girl, and she's standing out on this beach, and it's beautiful and nice and sunny. And she shows to her right some people that are out there having a fun day on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than, like, not even taking the time to put them on camera, what they do is they pan over and they go, now not everybody is heeding the advice to evacuate,
right.
For instance. And they've got these two morons over there who are just, like, waving. And then the camera comes back and they show that she has sitting next to her an incredible amount of supplies that I guess the Weather Channel has loaded her up with.
Mm-hmm.
She has just these big cases of water and food stuffs, and she actually says on camera, so we urge everybody to leave because don't forget, Katrina, there was a lot of death, a lot of destruction, and people like that. I'm afraid if you ride this one out, we are not going to be able to share our supplies with you.
Oh my
That's
God.
How desperate it is that we are down here now, hunkering down.
So they're really, I mean, the bottom line is it's important to let people know that this could be another killer storm, and it's important to evacuate. But the preachiness, you know, and the people are not stupid in the viewing audience. I don't want to hear that.
It's 4 or 5 days away from hitting, from what they were saying, this particular area. So why wouldn't there be some people there? And okay, because you want to show them, because they always like showing the idiots out in the storm. That's okay. But like I say, then this chick comes back and says, and as you can see,
we won't be sharing our supplies with you.
We're here to cover the hungry people,
okay.
Not feed them.
Enjoy your playing in the surf now.
And
but this bottled water is all mine.
There's a lot of the talk about, welcome to, NBC Nightly News. I'm, Donnie Dumbass. There is a bad hurricane that is really gonna wreak havoc in the Gulf. The question is, how will the government respond this time?
Yeah.
You know, no, that's not the question. How is the government going to respond?
No, it's more like, is it going to, is this going to be another killer storm?
And
that's the story.
And, will this change George Bush's poll numbers?
Right. Do you know what's amazing, really?
I'm
when,
serious about this.
That's what they cover.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
And they cover the preparation, and they cover all this. When the fact is, really, when nobody comes out and says is the honest truth, that we're all a bunch of little ants.
Yeah.
And if Mother Nature really wants to take us out, Mother Nature's going to take us out.
And
it's going to happen.
I think I speak for everybody that's not living in these areas.
Mm-hmm.
As viewers, I don't know how many times I can sit through watching people go to Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I know.
And the obligatory
right up there
shots,
with the snowstorms we have here in Washington D.C. where they show the salt trucks.
The obligatory shots of the people putting the plywood up against the windows. And what I think is, when you're talking about the death and destruction that these tornadoes and these hurricanes can bring, I mean, like a piece of plywood is going to do any good if your house is right on the beach?
A piece of plywood is going to do fine if it's a Category 2 or a Category 3. We have found out. That a piece of plywood, it's terrible to say, but piece of plywood in your window with a Category 4 or 5,
you're
Sure. But then when you come back, it's like, how will this hurricane affect us?
Right.
Well, really, as I checked the track, it's supposed to go into Texas and then into Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Hello? Hey, Lauren McCarthy? We live like 3,000 miles away.
Right.
Do you know what effect it will have on us? Zero.
Well, you know why they say that. They say that because that's what they've always said.
I know.
And it's the repetition of the local news.
And the other thing that I wish they would just stop. Listen, all of you weather guys, and this is non-hurricane related, stop saying that we're going to get some rain.
Yeah.
Would you just stop that?
Give it up.
On your goddamn 7-day forecast, would you stop that? Because you know what the, you know what my lawn looks like right now? I'm going to show Mike my bald head.
That's your lawn. You know, that's a lot of people's lawn.
Big patches, brown, stuff falling out everywhere.
Right. No,
you know, listen, for whatever reason, God has decided that this is the big one.
Sure.
That God's mad at us for some reason. It's not, I swear to God, here in D.C., it has not rained for, I think, is it 21, 28, something like that, days in a row?
Yeah, all I know is a terrible time, this past summer, late summer, you know, late spring, early summer, for me to plant Mike's Gay Gardens, because Mike's Gay Gardens are sucking wind right now. Really, my little plants out there are just
dying. Your little mirrors.
My little mirrors, my little mirror plants, and I bring them inside sometimes. And even that doesn't help them. Even that kind of nurturing.
But what the weather guys do? See, normally what you would do is just say, "Listen, we talk about a drought all the time."
Right.
Right now, it appears that we really temporarily are in a drought.
Right.
It's not rained for a month.
There's a combination of weather that we've had, the humidity and the heat, really destroying everything.
There's no chance of rain. But what they do is they say, even like on the 7-day forecast, and this just pisses me off. Well, that cooling trend is going to be coming here. And look, why look up in Pittsburgh? It's like because they got the forecast right. They got the Washington, D.C. forecast right in Pittsburgh. Uh-huh. They point out, they go, remember that cold front we said that was going to be coming through and lowering our humidity?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there it is in Pittsburgh where it's 52 degrees.
Isn't that something?
Now, I know we've not had rain for a long time, but if you notice the 5-day forecast, I've got thunderstorms up just about every day. And this is what I'm going to punch out the next guy that says, we have the chance of a pop-up shower.
Pop-up showers.
You know what? Mm-hmm. Why don't you pop up my butt? Really, and stay up there for a good long while.
And, you know, this is really the time when we're normally a little easier on these guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're just a few months away from where we really get to have fun, where they get so excited about the snowstorms we're not going to get.
And the thing that's fueling this rage, at least in me, is the Katrina stuff. That they're reporting on Katrina.
How do you think they would have covered Rita without Katrina? How do you think they would have handled that? It would have been,
unless you watch the Weather Channel.
Right.
It would be like at the very end of our local weather.
Sure, especially locally. It would have been, incidentally, and there's a big storm. It's the way it goes.
Bringing them a little rain.
Anyway, it's the way that this country reacts to everything.
It is, but the one thing, you know, the people that get it right, the people that really do deserve credit, because they have gotten it right, and they got Katrina right, too, is those people at the Hurricane Center.
The National Weather
Center. Those guys, I mean, those, you know, light bulb heads down there at the Hurricane Center, they seem to really have their act together as far as forecasting. And one of the things they say is when it gets out into the Gulf, that they're the hardest to predict because you never know what direction they're going to go in. But these guys, the thing about Katrina is everything they said at this Hurricane Center was proven true. And so, I mean, those are the guys I pay attention to.
They're the one government agency that got it right and one that a lot of lawmakers want to eliminate now to save money.
Of course they do. They not only got it right with the forecast for Katrina, they got it right years earlier when they said this is what could happen to the city of New Orleans if it got hit.
I don't even know about that. All I know is that this is the way that we now work in America, that like when 9/11 happened, since 9/11, you have to get naked when you are going to go to an airport. Mm-hmm. You can bend over. They can look anywhere. I mean, you cannot bring a goddamn lighter on an airplane anymore because that's how we overreacted. Now, and maybe overreact is not the right word, but it happened. But here's the thing. It was real friggin' intense at first.
Mm-hmm.
And now, with the exception of when there is a terror alert or something, I think everybody would say it's still a pain in the ass, but it's not like it was.
Right.
Let me just finish this.
Yeah.
Because when I went out to see my daughter, she lives out in the Midwest.
Right.
Not in a big city. Not like D.C. I allowed myself an hour and 15 minutes to get through security.
Right.
In the Minneapolis area. I was at the Minneapolis airport. That's a big city.
Yeah.
Do you know how long it took me to get through in Minneapolis?
How long?
8 minutes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Eight.
Yeah.
And it's not because there was not any small. It was not because there was only five people there.
Right.
There are a million people. It was just like, yeah, you okay?
Well, don't you think also, though, you get through it quicker now because everybody knows the drill. The fact is, you know, yeah, you're taking your shoes off. You know you're taking your belt off.
I guess this is the point I'm trying to get. I'm sorry to be so long-winded on this. That right now, because everybody got such bad press on this, they are going to make sure with this one, with Rita, that goddamn it's right. And I bet the one after Rita, it'll still get the same amount of notoriety. But just wait. 3 months, 4 months from now.
Or next year, even.
Yeah.
Next year's season.
It'll be forgotten. I mean, I don't know what I would do if I was president, because frankly, I would probably do the same stuff. If I was Bush, I would be sitting there right now going, seriously, well, thank God this hurricane is coming, because it's going to be a chance for me to show that I'm not a total dumbass.
To redeem myself.
That I can fix things.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, for the people that are going to be affected by this, I hope he does redeem himself. But yeah. It is typical of the way. Don't you think, really, with everything, with our news media, with our government, we sit back and we react. We react to everything.
Sometimes.
We don't, and you know, and everybody talks about the airports. Well, why are we reacting to the airport? We react to the airports because they use the airlines to get us. The fact is, what do we have now? Cargo containers that still come into the country?
Sure, unchecked.
That are unchecked. Right. You know, we still, on most trains, you don't have nearly the security you should have.
Right.
And then, you know, when's that going to happen? When are they going to tighten that up? Well, when something bad happens again. That's what it seems like.
You know what I like to say? Track Rita Rudner. I'll watch that.
Yeah. She's big out. I just got back from Vegas. Big billboards
everywhere.
For Rita Rudner.
Track Rita Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Track Rita Coolidge.
And track my lady from Oz, Rita Moreno.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You might be king of the Ritas just because she's the stinkiest Rita.
Lovely Rita. Oscar, Emmy, and Tony.
Hello there, Donna.
Thank you, Rob.
Tony loves, what's her name? Rita.
Rita Moreno. Maria in West Side Story.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Yeah, regarding the Weather Channel comment earlier, wouldn't you much rather see Stephanie Abrams than Jim Cantore?
Yes, absolutely. Like I said.
Do you think she subscribes to Verizon DSL?
Yeah, you're good.
That's a good way of putting it. Yeah.
You're good. Yes, she does.
I like that.
She must have a DSL.
It
makes watching weather a interactive experience.
I love the DSL.
I believe she does, but like it just pissed me off that she was, you know, this big pile of water.
Yeah,
these clubs.
You're right, Rob. Rob just corrected me that Rita Moreno played Maria's cousin in West Side Story. Natalie Wood was Maria.
They said, both of you, who cares? Hello. Both of you
that was very gay.
Both of you Broadway fags. Got it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
A makeup mirror.
A theatrical makeup
mirror. How about
that?
Light bulbs.
Right.
You're in front of that thing and you're working. You're going, I just met a girl named Maria.
See, you knew the song, too.
Well, okay.
Welcome, friend.
It's a great song.
But that's all I know.
I know.
That's all I know.
You don't know the Jets are going to win tonight.
No, I really don't, Mike.
I
really don't.
I separated myself there.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, guys.
Hi there.
I wanted to talk about some hotties on the Weather Channel.
Name them.
The ever Miss Perky Christina Abernathy.
I got to start memorizing the ladies on the Weather Channel because I watch it a lot.
I don't know her by name. Give me another one.
She's the blonde one, and I fathered Sharon Resultan's babies.
Sharon Resultan?
Oh, yeah. I think she's so hot. She's like the girl next door that looks great in a pair of jeans and a sweatshirt. But
Sharon's Resultan in a great deal of excitement.
Well, I tell you, she really gets my high-pressure system going.
Okay. Out of here, please. I don't know these chicks' names, but there are some cute ones on the Weather Channel.
I got to pay more attention.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, how's it?
Hi.
Hey, have you seen the scrollers going across, going from a Category 4 to a Category 5?
Yes.
News at 11.
Yeah. I mean,
is it a 5 now?
It's a 5. It's officially a 5 now.
It's a 5, which means everybody can turn up the hype monitor. I mean, not that it's not deserving of this.
And pardon my activism, but, you know, why are they saying these hurricanes are good? Because the water is warmer. And why is the water warmer? Because the planet's warmer.
That. Hey, it's the truth.
Let's react to the hurricanes. Oh, bad. Well,
Stop with that, Mike.
It's the truth.
I don't want to hear that.
It's the truth.
It's just me. I don't want to hear it.
It's the truth.
I love the fact that we have an atmosphere that is just loaded with crap. I love it. I've helped do my part.
I'm sorry.
You've helped do your part.
I know I've done my part. I'm a hypocrite in that regard.
Yeah.
I, too, had the big one.
Come on.
The big SUV. Still do. Diesel. I'm burning diesel.
Goddamn right.
The climate is actually getting cooler.
Thank you, Rob.
Be a polluter and be proud.
Give a hoot. Please pollute.
Hello. A hoot. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Nature's
Hello.
Nature's order.
Well, part of it's nature's order. Mm-hmm. I'll describe it to you. I'll tell you more in detail during the break.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's Mike.
Yeah, hi.
I'm an interesting...
No, it's a bad cell phone.
Oh, come on.
Try again.
And, hello?
Yeah, okay, one more time. What?
There's a local channel in Baltimore that every time there's a major news story, they
have... Oh, yeah. And... There you go. He's
Weather's
gone.
Too cold for his cell phone.
That's right. It's
Don,
freezing.
Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hi, yeah, this is Ben. I keep thinking of the movie with Dustin Hoffman, Wag the Dog. I don't know if you guys ever remember that movie.
Yeah, we know Wag the Dog.
We do know Wag the Dog. Oh, but see, here's the thing.
Well, you think they're...
Bush couldn't make up a hurricane.
You couldn't fake a hurricane?
Right,
no, he's not faking a hurricane.
The premise of Wag the Dog is to get another... to get a fake war going...
In a foreign country far, far away.
To make people forget the fact that the president has had sex, like, with a Girl Scout.
What if President Bush sold his soul to an evil wizard?
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
We've already seen the results of that.
It's always Harry Potter with you, isn't it?
Always.
An evil wizard.
That's right. And West Side Story.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. And watching yourselves.
Rob's not included in that one.
Oh, thank goodness.
I just watch show tunes. I sing show tunes.
Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great. What can we do for you?
I just want to give great props to the Sacramento weather people. They suck as well.
What do they do there?
Well, they're telling us about this, you know, the hurricane, the Category 5 and everything, that we're going to have thunderstorms and scattered showers.
Jesus. Did you just drop the S-bomb?
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry.
He never had a chance.
Yeah.
Doggone it.
Yeah.
But the skies are blue and there's
doggone it.
There's nothing going on but 95-degree weather and a lot of sun.
So why would they, hold on, are they predicting that somehow the hurricane, which is now in the Gulf of Mexico, is going to reach Sacramento?
Exactly.
Crossing the Rocky Mountains, and no. I think right. perhaps
There's no way.
I think perhaps our caller misunderstood.
You think so?
I do.
You might be getting thunderstorms, but it's not related to the hurricane, is it?
No.
It wouldn't be. It wouldn't cross the Rockies.
Of course.
Is he gone? I wanted to ask about his dental condition. I think there was something wrong in his teeth.
I was biting into a raw piece of asparagus, and the teeth broke clean off.
I was chewing on rocks.
Got on a whole thing there about the hurricane. Let's just cleanse our palate.
Sherbet time.
With a moment from Dr. Phil.
I am going to beat the living out of you if you don't knock it off.
All right.
Thank you, Dr. Phil.
That's good.
I like that. That makes me feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. That's from his daytime show.
I am going to beat the living out of you if you don't knock it off.
Dr. Phil, thank ye.
Okay, now from the Rob Spiewak Laboratories.
Thank you.
Do you know that Paul McCartney, for those of you listening to us on 1010 in Tampa Bay, you probably know this, Paul McCartney was doing a show in Tampa Bay and fell through a trap door on stage.
Oh, dear.
Ouch. He's okay, right?
He's slightly injured, but he was able to
finish the show.
Oh, well.
Oh, good.
Fine.
Has anybody heard the song? Well, anyway, here you go. From Rob.
What a recovery.
Yeah, he did very well.
That's incredible. So he just jumped right back up through the hole.
Barely missed a beat.
Give me a second shot on that one, Rob.
My favorite part of that is the first two rows of the concert just breaking up in laughter.
I loved it. It's a lot of fun.
That was pretty damn good.
Okay. What is this? Hello, Don and Mike Show. It's a phone call.
Don and Mike.
Hello, hi there.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, great.
Could you ask BA?
Okay, now, you know, everybody, you got to be careful with the language.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if she, as you're intimating, perhaps she's launching. I would bet no.
I would say yes.
I would say she has.
Just based on the fact that she spends a lot of time here at odd hours when no one's here.
I wouldn't because she's a neat freak. And
no one except Josh.
She is.
Well.
She's told me that she thinks this place smells like cat urine.
Oh, really?
Hello, Dynamite.
And there's a shortage of mirrors.
Hello.
Dynamite.
Hi there.
Hi. Hey, I just wanted to clarify what that guy from Sacramento just called. There was there's a couple of storms in the Pacific, and that's where the Sacramento area was getting the rain from, not from the hurricanes in the Gulf.
Yeah, okay, duh. Thank you.
Is there any chance that this hurricane could cause a fault in the California coastline and make Sacramento fall into the sea?
You're a dreamer.
Keep dreaming.
Someday.
Glass half full. That's
right.
You.
And we'll let them secede. We'll let them go.
Sure. Float away.
They'll do fine on their own.
Or just sink.
The country of Sacramento.
Yes. Sacralantis. It used to be a thriving metropolis. Now it is under the sea.
You can watch the surrogate.
Hello.
There.
Hello?
Hi there. Hi there. You've not done that foul act at work, have you? Oh, my God. Your silence speaks volumes.
Oh, wow.
You're just assuming.
Wow.
And you know what happens when you assume.
I know I make an ass out of you and me. However,
denial.
A denial from a lady would be...
appropriate.
No, I have not.
Okay. She denies it. Okay. But it took an awful long time for her to deny that.
Did you ever start? Maybe not finish, just kind of start?
Can I hear my song again?
See, she's denying. And that means it could tomorrow be a headline story in the Sacramento Bee.
When's the last time you watched yourself?
Come on, Don, please.
Okay, last question, and I promise I'll drop this today.
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 Yes.
Standing or sitting?
Good question. Or lying.
I'd have to explain a lot, so.
Well, try.
Lying. No, I really don't want to.
Standing, sitting, reclining.
Okay.
Again, you're assuming that... What was that, Mike? Are you
nothing.
Okay? Do you need something, Heimlich?
No, you're about to say it. You're assuming what?
He's breathless.
Ew.
Yes, Beth Ann?
That it can only be done with your hands.
Well, I've seen movies. No, I know what you're talking about.
Right.
Okay. Wait, like toys?
Faucet.
Anyway, listen,
Fawcett?
I think an engineer's tapping me on the shoulder. I got to go.
What's
very
he tapping
important
you? What's
stuff.
He tapping you with?
Bye-bye.
Okay. It's not like Tommy Lee tapping you on the shoulder with his thing.
Wow.
What the hell was that answer? See, that's where girls talk in code.
Well, she was saying that it doesn't, you're assuming that that it's always involving the hands when that's not necessarily true.
Not always manual.
So, she uses a doorknob?
Could
or
be
a stairway banister, washing machine.
You never. It could be a number of things.
Microphone.
I've seen movies.
Yuck! You're all gross. That's a great put down. Now I heard when I was on vacation, I heard some guy say to another guy, "You're such a doorknob."
Well, that's a compliment then.
That Hello? Could be appropriate for any
so
one of us.
If it's not the way you think it should be, then everything's gross. So if it's not okay in your world, then it's wrong in everybody else's world.
I'm glad that you're picking up to speed on the way things go here on Planet Me.
Well, you're wrong.
Been that way for 20
and
years.
And I'm on Planet Me.
Well, listen, on Planet Me, what you're doing is like against God's nature. I'll cut these guys some slack.
It's against nature's order.
Because they're guys. Yeah. They're guys. Let's face it. Basically, they're animals. We're all animals. Mm-hmm. You
don't even know the details, so you really can't say anything.
Oh, here's all I need to know. Hey, welcome to the House of Mirrors. Right?
The House of Hands-Free Mirrors, obviously.
But I promise we wouldn't discuss it anymore today. And here you are keeping it going.
Well, because you never mind.
Hey, you know what?
You judge not knowing.
Oh, you ought to get used to the way things work here.
Well, I don't think I like this.
Don't like what?
Nothing.
You want to check in? You know what? Buzz and I'll talk to you sometime about
yes.
my butt brother over
it's,
here.
It's all fine.
You know, you're going to find, Beth Ann, there's a lot of things that I don't like that the rest of you deviants do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't
That's
be
what I'm saying. That the deviants. Why that word, Don?
Be proud.
Don't be offended by it.
Beth Ann.
Yeah.
WHS.
What's that, Mike?
welcome his scorn.
That's right.
Welcome his scorn.
Okay.
Let me just ask this final question.
And maybe I'll answer it.
Okay. Being as we've now found it's hands-free,
mm-hmm.
it's not a doorknob.
Mm-hmm.
Is this why your dog's health is always so important to you?
Oh!
No, now that's gross.
Now you've gone too far.
Okay, see now?
Depends on how you feel about dogs.
Common ground for you and I, Beth Ann, see?
I think that's common ground for a lot of people, don't you think?
Not for Mike.
You got peanut butter in my chocolate.
Oh, not for Mike?
Not for Mike.
No, of course, I've never had that happen.
No.
On purpose.
On purpose. No, really, seriously, on purpose. That would be true. And when it's happened, I'd be like, hey, stop that. Happened once or twice by accident. I've had dogs all my life.
Okay.
Believe me, they are locked away.
Call your dog.
Because, you know, I'll tell you, dogs, anything like that, dog wants to be right in the middle of it.
I wondered for the longest time why your dog was named Boner.
Yes.
Mike's dog, Boner.
I tell you, man, that was a well-trained animal. What am I talking about?
Tom Boner.
Boner!
All right.
Boner!
Bye, Beth Ann.
Okay, bye.
Set.
I lost my dog. What's his name? Boner.
Boner. You seen him?
Have you seen him? All right, Warren.
I'm allergic to flea collars.
We will be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Last year, they called Lost TV's most gripping new series.
Blew the door to get everyone inside this thing so they'd be safe.
This year, prepare to get hooked even deeper.
What makes you think I even want to go in?
Going in might be the only way out.
Tonight, the stranded survivors uncover one of the island's biggest secrets.
I think something's down here!
Lost.
You better see this.
The new season begins tonight, 9, 8 Central, only on ABC.
Hello, my name's Smokey, and I'm a hardcore biker. I'm here to tell you that Geico... Hold on a sec. Is this the right music, bro? Really? Anyway, Geico covers most kinds of bikes, so you can get money-saving discounts whether you're a casual weekend rider or a hardcore biker like me. Yeah, see, man, I'm not sure. This music don't make a lick of sense.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Tonight, NBC Premiere Wednesday starts with The Apprentice, Martha Stewart.
Knock 'em dead.
Followed by the premiere of The Ring, NBC's hot new drama that takes you inside the Pentagon.
You're a warrior. That's why you're here.
Then, in its 15 seasons, the Law & Order premieres have been legendary, but none like this. The race to save a missing child...
Get out of the car now!
...comes down to the unforgettable final moments. NBC Premiere Wednesday, The Apprentice, Martha Stewart, E-Ring, and Law & Order tonight.
You've heard it's all about the O. Well, what does that mean? It means you have one place to go for a luxurious lifestyle. Overstock.com offers the web's best deals on designer fashions, books, music, sporting goods, bedding, assisted living products, all up to 70% off, plus affordable vacation packages and an auction department with hard-to-find one-of-a-kind items. Live operators 24/7, and it's $2.95 shipping on every order. Simple, safe, and easy. Overstock.com.
NBC News Radio, I'm Bob Kerr at the White House. A one-way ticket to safety as Rita draws closer to the Texas coast. Residents are rolling out.
After what happened in Louisiana, ain't nobody taking no chances. It's just that serious.
As many as a million people along the Gulf Coast have been ordered to get out with Hurricane Rita about 2 days away. Evacuations are mandatory in Galveston and parts of Houston. And the death toll from Katrina rises to nearly 800 in Louisiana alone. New Orleans is asking anyone still in that city to clear out before Rita adds to the misery. NBC's Chris Jansing.
They have been going out into neighborhoods with bullhorns telling people that they need to evacuate.
On Capitol Hill, the House unanimously has passed a $6 billion package of tax breaks for families recovering from Katrina. Crude oil prices rose more than a dollar a barrel today as traders brace for the effects of Hurricane Rita. I'm Bob Kerr, NBC News Radio.
Would you like to supplement your income and build a business that can generate a substantial income in the future? Let Transnet Wireless show you how to capitalize on the exploding public internet market. There is no technical knowledge required. You get everything you need to own and operate your own business. Call 1-800-737-1943. Our amazing Wi-Fi internet system provides wireless internet access for up to 100 users at the same time. You simply receive a monthly check for all the wireless revenue generated at your location. Users without a wireless device can access the internet and their email directly from the machine, payable by cash or credit card. There is unlimited income potential. Call now for your free video and information package. 1-800-737-1943. Prime locations are available now. Call 1-800-737-1943.
Data security and speed can be what puts your business ahead of your competition. But cost is important, too. You might be paying every month for bandwidth you don't use. Let's talk about your company's disaster recovery system. Is it as effective and secure as it could be? What are you paying for your T1 line? I'll bet we can offer you a better deal. We're ASP Station, a premier independent server co-location facility and high-speed internet access provider. Virtually unlimited bandwidth, co-location for your backup servers, off-site system backup, and secure access to your equipment 24/7. Check us out on the web at aspstation.net or call us at 412-661-6001. Easy number to remember, 412-661-6001. ASP Station, 412-661-6001.
WURP Braddock. WURP Braddock. Pittsburgh's new talk radio station is 1550 The Edge. The Edge.
It's the Don and Mike Show on Pittsburgh's new talk station, The Edge, 1550.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I must not scream. I must not scream in front of them. I must say, I must not listen to my mind. I must not run off the set. I must not run. I must not run. I know I'll break down. They'll find out I'm weak. They'll find out I'm in pain. Oh, God. What God? I will break down, look like a fool, an idiot. They'll
Stephen,
find out I can't
act. Reminder, Lost is on his 15 minutes on his 14.
End of the vision. Well, Lost there must be a way out. And my mind
channel
is
four.
Telling me. There's a way out. You get a nice, cool gun.
We'll talk with Phyllis Diller and continue with our panel right after this. Don't go away.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You are Speedwack. I hate you. I hate your big, fat, bald head ass.
Great big fart.
Okay.
The Big and the Pretty. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Hey, listen, if you're just getting in the car, you've simply missed the greatest segment of radio ever. The opening with the Backstreet Tards.
I really think we demonstrated just how deep our talent runs on this show.
I hope everybody kept their lyric sheet, because we will, sometime before the end of the show, even though I promised Beth Ann the topic is off limits for the rest of today.
Of course I kept mine added to the scrapbook.
We will be singing Five Times a Lady.
Yeah, it's a delightful new ditty.
Our tribute to B.A. McBride.
So
hello.
Speak.
A Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Chris from Annapolis.
Annapolis, Maryland.
Annapolis, Maryland.
Sounds like Indianapolis. Want to make sure. Yes. Okay, what's happening?
Hey, I'm at a Wawa down here on Route 50. And they have lines going out to the service road. Gas is $2.65, and these people are unbelievable.
$2.65, and what's weird about that is if you think back to a month ago,
yeah,
$2.65, we would have been going, I'm not going to buy gas anymore.
Complaining, yeah.
And now, at $2.65.
Yeah, yeah, well, I paid $2.97 the other day for diesel. And it was less than a month ago when I was going up to Hershey Park, where I filled up my car that weekend.
Still laughing at Hershey Park.
And I think it was the first weekend that that we were off. $75 to fill up my car. I couldn't believe it.
Hey, you want? They got two guys out here directing traffic. You want to talk to one of them?
No, thank you.
Thank you.
What do you say we drive over for some of that gas after the show?
Be proud to pollute. I paid $13.68 a gallon. You tell me if I got ripped off.
I don't think so. If it was good gas.
I thought it was a good price.
Liquid gold.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Whoa. Where's your gold?
Whoa. Hello. $13.68. So you're kidding me. Hello.
That was premium, though, right?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello.
How's it going, buddies? It's me from Sacramento.
What's the drunk guy?
Is this the drunk guy again?
Yeah.
Are you drinking today, son?
Yes, I am.
Now, hold on a second. Are you on vacation?
I'm going camping tomorrow.
You're going camping, but I mean, do you have a job? Do you have a job?
I'm a contractor.
You're a contractor. And what are you contracting today? I mean, you've contracted gonorrhea before. Right? We know that.
Fire protection.
What are you drinking today?
Cognac and beer again.
Fire protection. What, you fireproof houses?
I put sprinklers in.
Wasn't put a sprinkler system.
Wasn't yesterday Courvoisier and then tequila and then beer?
Corona, yeah. I ran out, so I got another bottle of my cognac.
And a series of wonderful knock-knock jokes.
Yes, I got a couple more for you.
Okay, go ahead, drunk guy.
I said pause on porno.
Pause your porno.
He's like P.T. Barnum, isn't he?
He is. Yeah. So many things going on.
Do the McBride. Get a mirror.
Okay. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Sorry. Pink.
Pink who?
You're welcome.
I missed all
again,
of it.
Again, you know, you're cracking yourself up because you're drunk.
What was the punchline?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Oh, yes. No.
Oh, no, you dropped the F-bomb. Stop it.
Sorry. Knock, okay. Knock.
Last chance. Knock, knock. Who's there?
Normally.
No, let's go to the. Let's go back to the.
We got
to
get the original pink,
the pink
one.
Joke.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Pink.
Pink who?
You're welcome.
Pink you.
Okay.
I might get it. And if I get it, I'm really embarrassed.
I don't.
It sounds like things.
Knock, knock.
Who's there, Mike?
Pink.
Pink who?
You're welcome. And it doesn't make any sense.
Pink, you're welcome.
It's an idiot, and I'm tracking because I've consumed more alcohol.
Wow. Pink, hey, drunkie, is that the joke? It's pink.
Is pink who supposed to sound like thank you?
Yep.
Okay. Well, Mike,
I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry. I would like to offer this apology on behalf of myself and the drunk guy in Sacramento.
Isn't that
for being
something?
The only one that got that joke?
No, I got it too. I think it has to do with having youngish kids.
Yeah, pink you.
Thank you.
All right, let's go with another one.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Al.
Al who?
Alcohol dependent.
That buzz got a god out of that god.
Wow. I'll give you one more shot. You got another one, funny man?
Sure thing. Here we go, Monarchs. Here we go.
Who are the Monarchs?
Oh, they're the lesbians.
The Sacramento Monarchs. We won the championship.
The WLBA. Okay, see you. Goodbye. By drunk guy.
Showman.
Hello, I'm there. Real sorry for laughing at that.
Don and Mike show.
How you doing, guys?
It takes one to know one, Mike.
It's true.
I mean, you did speak the language. I didn't
I
get
sure
it.
Did.
I
normally, Buzz does
it.
The translating when people are sober.
No. I still don't get it. You know?
Thank you.
Pink. Pink you.
Thank
okay.
you. Yeah, pink who?
Hello.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike, you guys are awesome.
Whoa. What can we do for you?
Listen, I want to get that future Grammy Award-winning song on the internet because I missed it.
Well, we're going to be singing it again today, and I'm pretty sure it'll be in the segment that's up on
our website.
Yeah, but,
I've got such a busy life, I have to go golf. I'm going to golf here in about 20 minutes.
Okay, it'll be on your internet later tonight. Mm-hmm.
All right, better put it on there. Don't make me come down there, tough guy.
All right, don't make me repeat what I had to say to your wife. You know, wait, what's the par on this hole?
Tough guy. Hey, tough guy.
Oh, I cut you off before you get it back. Uh-huh. At least I, ha ha.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you? Hello.
Yes, you're on the air. Hello there.
Could I please have Mike say diesel again? The way that he says diesel.
Diesel.
It's masculine. It's flattering. It's
fun. Homo. Well,
what do you mean?
Homo.
Am I mispronouncing it? No.
No. The way you say
Mike.
Diesel.
Mike. Let me just tell you. Don't
diesel.
You get it? This man
is turned on by the way I say diesel.
He likes the way you say diesel.
Diesel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the way. I like the way it sounds like he fills his tanks.
Jesus. Wow.
Thank you very much.
All right. All right. All right. Knock, knock. Thank you.
Don Mike Show. Hello. This is the show that anybody can call, literally.
And why is there always the gaping hole after the gay guy calls for me?
Gaping hole.
Why is there always...
gaping hole.
Why?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
There it is again.
Mirror, mirror on the hole.
Wow.
Whoa.
Look, it's Mike. He's not on the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, I know what Beth Ann does. That's why she wears corduroys. The friction of the corduroys is what does it.
Okay, everybody's got the BA theories. Yeah,
everybody's having their own little fantasy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Radio show. that I imagine you are listening to, okay?
At least the previous caller wasn't a gay man who was interested in the way I said diesel.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Say it again.
Hello. Yes, I have a question for BA.
Mike, didn't you star in the movie Hollow Man?
That was me.
That's right.
It's wonderful.
Fill him up. Fill my mic says fill her up.
Yeah, to the brim with diesel.
Hello.
Yes, I have a question for BA.
Well, she's if it's about all of her feminine stuff, she has requested that we table it until tomorrow.
Does she pay in her bald spot?
Okay.
Okay.
You're going to have to wait till tomorrow.
Yes. Stop it.
Not funny.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Don and Mike.
Not funny. You know what else is not funny, Mike?
What's that?
That's not funny either.
But we're talking about it tomorrow.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Next time you have the drunk guy on, get the over-under for how long until he's going to be drinking Still Reserve.
What's Still Reserve?
Oh, it's the nastiest beer out there. It's like...
Oh, it's a beer.
Yeah, it's 9%.
Still Reserve.
9%?
8 cents.
What's an average? What's the average percentage in beer? Let's go to our beer expert here, Spiewak.
No, most American beer is like 4.42. I know that some Canadian beer is like 5.6. That's
9% is more like a. That's 9% is like a malt liquor.
That
right?
is more actually a barley wine.
Mm-hmm.
How come we can't get some beer like we had that time that we went to Boston with that guy from Sam Adams?
That's what it was.
This guy gave us beer that was like maple syrup.
To amazing. Them.
I'm not a big beer drinker like some guys in this room. Mm-hmm. I like just the hard stuff. Mm-hmm. But, boy, this maple syrup beer.
It wasn't anything like beer. It didn't taste like beer. It was so good. And we took a sip of it, and it was kind of maple syrupy. And
it was
amazing. How much a bottle for that stuff that Jim Cook was
like
selling?
$4.99 a bottle, I think.
Do you remember the cab ride back to the airport in Boston where we were all just chugging on that bottle and then trying to figure out how we were going to get it on the plane?
Everyone gave up but me. I got it through.
That was great.
And I got it through.
I should point out the absinthe show still has not occurred in this year.
I know. And I should also point out that you were drinking just recently on the air, though. I
mean, oh, that's right.
You're in the fantasy draft.
Yep, yep. Good Hello. Call, Don.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Damn it.
Hello.
Joe.
What?
Joe, I got the secret for Ben.
We're not
Hans.
Joe.
This is not
we're not Joe.
Joe. This is not Joe. This
we're
is...
not Joe. That's a good quote.
You're out of here.
We're not Joe.
Hey, Rob, would you grab Johnny real fast?
Yeah.
If you go to our web, thinking of Mike drinking during our fantasy draft, it reminds me that if you go to DonandMikeWebsite.com and click under sports, you'll see our fantasy football standings. Week number two is come and gone, and here now is our crooked commissioner, Johnny Norman, to tell us this week's scores and the standings.
And
Johnny,
who's the big winner in fantasy football this week?
Who won the money? John. John the commissioner.
Right.
Huh. All right, John, let's hear it.
I'll give you week one since we were gone. First week.
Just go to week two.
All right, just to week two then. Bart beat Rob in a squeaker 94-91. Buzz beat BA 78-74. Don lost to Joe 93-73, and I beat Mike, also in a squeaker, 96-93.
So, with all of those scores, that's week two. Give us the standings now.
Standings in the Dumb League. John's 2-0, Mike's 1-1, Bart's 1-1, and Rob 0-2. In the Dumber division, Joe is 2-0, BA is 1-1, Buzz is 1-1, and Don 0-2.
So things are not... I mean, this is quite a surprise to the beginning
Ouch.
Of the season.
Let me just say that. Ouch. Ouch. You realize that you and I are the only guys that are 0-2.
I would like to point out I have the third highest scoring team in the league, and I am 0-2.
Because you have come across two juggernauts in two separate
yes,
weeks.
And congratulations, Mike. You played me this week.
Very exciting. Very, very exciting.
And although I love Peyton Manning, if he has one more game like he had the last 2 weeks, I'm going to buy him a dress.
Right.
And I'm going to send it to Indianapolis.
And Jamal Lewis, you know, thanks for nothing. Thanks for nothing. I thought he was like going to be a great player.
All right, John, who's your best player? Who's gotten you a million points?
My running backs have been playing well. I got the Moss and Collins connection out in Oakland. Even though they continue to lose, they still get the points.
That's what it's all great? About in fantasy.
Beth Ann has Donovan McNabb on the bench last week.
Yeah.
No!
Yeah. 40-some-odd points sitting on the bench, 5 touchdowns, and she played Jake Plummer or something. No, I'm sorry, Mark Bulger.
Hold on, here she is. Hello, BA.
You know, it's a marathon, okay? Tell him.
It's like you on the floor in front of the mirror. It's a marathon. Listen, it's only week two. I mean,
only week two.
Wait a minute. Hold on. How do you sit Donovan McNabb?
Because he had a bad first week, and I thought, well, let me give that other guy a try.
No, actually, you know, to stand up for Beth Ann, which I guess she does sometimes, and she sits down as well.
Right.
Donovan McNabb did get that, had that the crap beat out of him in the Atlanta game.
Right.
And they didn't know if he was going to start in week number two.
Yeah, he had one of those little crosses by him like he was.
But listen, none of you guys, you can all just eat me if you want to talk about humiliation. I have Peyton Manning on my team.
You do?
I am 0-2. I lost this week to retarded Joe.
Right.
When I come into work on Monday, Joe comes in the office. Joe's name of his team is the Westies, right, like his dog. He comes in the office and he goes, WESTIES, Westies, yeah, kick your ass. Oh, maddening.
It is a long season.
Yeah.
It is.
Peyton Manning, first pick overall. Nice, faggot.
I'm winning popularity points all over the place.
Hi, Mike. How much is it?
180.
180 this year?
Well, but you've got some transactions that you did.
Hi, Mike.
Okay, all right.
I need five from you.
$5. You got it.
Hey, Johnny, hold on.
That would be for Willie Parker. Picked him up from Pittsburgh. Uh-huh.
He's a what?
Desperate move.
He's a great ventriloquist.
That's Willie Tyler.
How's that?
Willie Tyler. Willie Tyler and Lester. Desperate move from a desperate man. Jesus Christ. Picks
there
up
the
guy up, waivers.
Thank
off
you,
Pittsburgh.
Sir. All paid up.
Uh-huh. All right. Thanks, John. Bye.
We're all taken.
Bye, a big winner.
Hey, Don.
Yes, Mike.
Don, we're all taken care of. I just took care of him. Cash.
Whoa.
Listen, oh, God damn, we're up on a break. When we come back, speaking of our website, Buzz, can you go there real fast?
Yes, I can.
I want everybody to go to the website during this break to check out. We have pictures of Mariah Carey. Now, we have joked about Mariah Carey, done the Tommy Mottola thing.
Right.
Done the whole, don't photograph the left side of my face. Now, Mariah Carey has got a couple of pounds on her.
Yeah, okay? She's looking a little zoftic. Yeah.
But I want to tell you something. And really, especially now that I'm back.
Whoa!
Now that I'm back in the pants.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Buzz, scroll down to the next couple of pictures.
All right.
Oh, my God. We have pictures of Mariah Carey drinking a glass of wine while she's in the ocean, and she has on a bathing top, a bikini top that is not a top.
And she looks great everywhere, I mean, look at that.
You can have the debate if they're real or if they're fake.
Who cares?
I think they're real.
I think they're real.
I think they're real. And I have never seen her look as good as she looks in these pictures on our website.
Whoa!
Really, for all you guys that are thinking about Beth Ann, you can take care of yourselves on the website right now.
Have you seen any pictures of Paula Abdul at the Emmys?
No.
Paula Abdul was wearing a very slinky top, halter top dress, and let me put it this way. Not as good as that, but because there's a little more sagittosis when it comes to. But Paula Abdul was really hanging out all over the place at the Emmys. You might enjoy those pictures.
First, it is my belief. I've never seen them. I imagine Paula Abdul has fake ones, and I imagine
that's the thing, they didn't look it from this angle.
And I imagine if you looked at them from underneath, you could probably see the scars like you can in porno movies,
right?
With chicks that have had implants.
I'll let you take a look at them because it's interesting.
I think they're real because I think if they were fake, they would be bigger and they wouldn't have that drape.
And she sometimes shows them.
Did you see him on Yahoo?
No, but I know of him from Idol.
If only we had a chance to see from underneath.
But these Mariah Carey pictures.
There he is again.
Yeah, I know.
There he goes again. Throw some cold water on him.
That's good.
Throw some cold water on you, boy.
When we break, Buzz, I want you to keep the lights on in that studio, okay?
Anyway, it's DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Just really great pictures of Mariah Carey. Mm-hmm. And just so you know what else is on the website, when you scroll down, yeah, Buzz, you're on those pictures.
Right.
This is nothing to do with Mariah Carey. Mike, do you see the item on the left?
Yeah.
The item on the left is the top to a Burger King dessert.
Right.
The item on the right is a bit of a jihad logo.
Really?
Okay. Here's the story. It's about jihads. A guy is threatened to Burger King because of the packaging. The packaging on the Burger King thing on the left, which is like some kind of ice cream swirly thing, looks like the Arabic inscription for Allah. So it is sacrilegious. So, and listen, this is how America works now. Burger King got one complaint. This is almost like Infinity Broadcasting with the FCC.
And it's a squiggly, random line on top of their ice cream product.
They got one complaint. Mm-hmm. Burger King has pulled the item. There are over 50,000 of these items that they're going to eat, no pun intended.
Wow. Jesus.
Because some guy thinks it looks like the jihad logo.
Allah.
Okay, so go to our website. Mm-hmm. You're going to see a couple of Mariah Carey's jihads.
Right.
And then you'll see this other jihad thing.
Good. There's another visual comparison we should put on the website one day, and that is the comparison between the Dodge Ram logo and a sketch of the female reproductive system. They are almost identical.
I've noticed that.
You know what? He is as sexed up today as he's ever been.
I swear to God. Look at any textbook drawing of the inner workings of the female reproductive system. It looks like the Dodge Ram logo.
Man, it's like one of those bees or an insect that right before it's going to die, it wants to, like, it really just wants to reproduce.
Pollinate.
Right. Damn.
That's right.
Wow.
And I'll be damned.
I'll be damned. I'll show you that picture of Paula Abdul in private.
Okay, good. And go to our website and look at the pictures of Mariah Carey. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Last year, they called Lost TV's most gripping new series.
Blew the door to get everyone inside this thing so they'd be safe.
This year, prepare to get hooked even deeper.
What makes you think I even want to go in?
Because going in might be the only way out.
Tonight, the stranded survivors uncover one of the island's biggest secrets.
I think something's down here!
Lost.
You better see this.
The new season begins tonight, 9, 8 Central, only on ABC.
Michael,
Don,
if you're groggy,